Our topic today is succession in a family-run business. More than 90% of U.S. businesses are owned and managed by families, but it's estimated that over half of all family-owned businesses will never make it to the second generation. Some of the situations that cause this include the sudden death or disability of the owner, unresolved family conflicts, or retirement of a partner. These situations could be properly dealt with if succession planning had taken place as a normal part of strategic planning. In any business, family-owned or otherwise, letting go is tough. The founding entrepreneur is accustomed to being in control and usually worries that the next generation might not take proper care of his or her baby, the business. Entrepreneurs find it hard to plan for retirement and succession due to the loss of control. Leadership development and succession planning are usually areas of concern in any family-run operation. In fact, the topic of leadership succession has dominated the research field of family business. Steps to take in trying to minimize the impact of other family members taking the reins of the business include opening the discussion for the owner to consider when he or she will be ready to step down. This may not be as simple as it sounds for several reasons. If the owner does not feel that the next generation will be able to do as well as he did, or it may be the natural fear that a younger, possibly better prepared and educated successor may run it better. Other issues that crop up include wealth transfer and family harmony. Often, business owners resist discussing the future because they don't want to face their own retirement and mortality. Getting older is hard to do, as you well know. It's important to consider that the decision on succession is not an event but a process. By bringing others into the decision-making arena, it is possible to get additional buy-in. Making decisions together will probably make family life easier. The process gets to be even more important in the situation where there are multiple generations involved in the succession decision. One method for discussion planning, participation, and buy-in needed for a successful transition is using family succession forums. These forums are similar to family councils in that they are used to help establish boundaries and manage expectations for family members. The family succession forums are held without the presence of the current owner, and this gives the new generation the opportunity to work together before the pressure of running the business becomes a reality. Among the discussion points the family succession forums might include are how a successor will be selected for the leadership role, how children will become involved in the business, and how the inactive family members will still be included. Once these family succession forums meet and discuss issues, they may report back to the family council with their findings. Again, remember that succession planning is a process, not an event, and it needs help. There are legal, financial, and managerial issues to be considered. Ownership transition planning needs to take place before the death or disability of the owner and is part of the life cycle of the company. An excellent guide to succession planning is a book called Succeeding Generations, Realizing the Dream of Families in Business by Ivan Landsberg.